This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The Dr. Courtney Show is brought to you by Heroes for Healthy Pets. We're passionate about your pet's health.
Good day from California. Welcome to the Dr. Courtney Podcast. As you could probably guess, my name is Dr. Courtney. I'm a veterinarian. I hosted Pet Talk and Nat Geo Wild, and I'm just an all-around pet lover. I want to send a big thank you to all of you who are regular listeners, and for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. This is a podcast where we get to laugh, love, and learn a lot about pets. We've got a lot to cover today. Big show. And today we're going to be talking about something that I think all people want and all people want more of. And that's fun. That's right. That's all we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about having fun. If you're the person that's like the life of the party, if you enjoy having fun, and let's say you love pets and you love seeing your pets have fun, then this is the podcast for you. So listen, let's just jump right into it. We don't have any time to waste. Most people that know me well know that one of my greatest indulgences in life is nostalgia. I love being nostalgic. I love hearing funny stories from my childhood. I love thinking about fun and happy times I've had in the past. And today, I just can't help but jump back in time. I'm going to jump back to a hot summer day in June, living in Connecticut. School's out, and every morning is filled with difficult decisions of whether I'm going to play all day, eat all day, or play first, then eat the rest of the day. To keep me from having to agonize over these difficult decisions, my mother would enroll me in day camp. Now, day camp was an adventure in itself. You had the dynamic interaction of your peers, the events that were scheduled, and talking to the camp counselors. For me, it was the perfect way to spend the summer because I was learning without even realizing it. I could show off to my peers that I knew how to build a fire without being charged for arson, or I could pretend to be an athlete by conquering the rope course or exploring new adventures while going on a hike. I was exercising without even knowing it, and I was building new friendships without even thinking about it. And of course, I was annoying the camp counselors, and I definitely knew I was doing that part. And fortunately, day camp kept my family from having to restock the refrigerator every other day. And that was my experience at day camp. But am I alone, or does the day camp experience mirror the experience of others? Like, do other people feel this same way? And studies indicate that day camp for people, for kids, helps them form new relationships with peers and adults. It helps them develop a powerful identity. It helps kids understand the meaning of fairness, helps them get physically fit, and most importantly, it makes them feel like they belong. So the benefits of day camp are very ironclad for people and humans, but can we observe some of those same benefits in pets? We certainly can, and we're going to talk about the why, the how, and everything in between with our next guest. If you've ever wondered if it's better to leave your dog at home or enroll them in a day camp, you're going to want to hear from our next guest. She's truly a luminary and a powerhouse in the pet industry. And if you want to talk to somebody about day camp and boarding facilities for your dog, she is a person you want to hear from. But before we get to our exciting guest, I want to be sure to let everyone out there know how to get in contact with me. If you have any questions, thoughts, or topic discussions, you can reach me at Dr. Courtney DVM on Twitter or Instagram. Questions with positivity and love will get answered with priority, but not exclusivity. So we will answer anything. So right now, let's just pause for a few brief moments from a word on behalf of a true hero of pets everywhere, and then we'll reconnect on the flip side. We'll introduce you to our incredible guest, and we'll talk about how you and your dog can have more fun.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Saludos. I'm Dr. Marta Sanchez Emden, owner of Animal Health and Rehab Center and Galloway Animal Hospital, both located in sunny Miami. We successfully rehabilitate disabled patients so they can go on with a good quality of life. We are pioneers in the field of animal rehabilitation and sports medicine in the area of South Florida. We're very proud to be Heroes for Healthy Pets. To learn more about us, visit animalhealthrehab.com. Gracias.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We are back, and I'm super excited to speak with our next guest. Today's theme is pets just want to have fun. We have one of the most knowledgeable and experienced people in the pet industry as our guest today. And today we're going to be speaking with Aaron Asklin, Training and Communications Manager for Camp Bow Wow and the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation. She currently works as the Animal Health and Behavior Consultant for Camp Bow Wow, the largest doggy daycare franchise in the world. And they're lucky to have her because Aaron is a certified behavior consultant and certified professional dog trainer who has over 18 years of experience in the pet industry. She has a focus on training, behavior, safety, and health. One of the most beautiful aspects of her profession is that she's a teacher to actually a variety of species, including humans, horses, and dogs, and the most difficult species of all, veterinarians. She works on the ground level with pet professionals to ensure camps have a knowledgeable staff, a safe environment, and excellent service. And listen, whether it's training horses, teaching people on responsible equine ownership, or running a doggy daycare, managing a veterinary clinic, or even working with volunteers in a shelter environment, Aaron's core focus has always been on the health and well-being of animals and humans. So in addition to that, if you're a new Camp Bow Wow franchisee, you're in luck because Aaron teaches new Camp Bow Wow dog trainers how to train dogs in a safe, humane, and ethical way. Podcast family, please join me in welcoming Aaron Asklin to the show. Welcome, Aaron.
Well, thank you, Dr. Courtney. That was quite the introduction. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here today and get to talk about pets that just want to have fun. That's what Camp Bow Wow is all about.
Well, we're more excited to have you because we know you are in the trenches. You are on the ground level working with pets everywhere. I'm naturally deferential, so I want to call you Ms. Asklin. Can I call you Aaron?
Aaron is perfect. Thank you. That makes me feel a lot more at ease.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Now, Aaron, on the show, we do something called Set the Scene. Now, this is where we get to talk about your upbringing and where you kind of grew up and the scene of it and basically how your initial relationships with pets. Could you set the scene for our podcast family?
Absolutely. I grew up in Georgia, actually, and I've always loved animals. I'm an only child, so my siblings were always our pets instead of other humans. So I've always had that connection with animals and started working at a young age in the horse industry and found my way through various different areas in the animal field. Like you had mentioned, working in different doggy daycares, working on horse farms, getting up to managing veterinary hospitals, and also working in the animal shelter environment. I've never really been outside the pet industry. I tried to leave once and just I couldn't stand it. I had to come back because I just missed being around the animals and seeing that connection between human and animal and what that can do for both sides has always been of interest to me. And I think building those relationships in fun, safe, positive ways is probably the most important thing about what I do and what I love. So now I live out in Colorado and work with the wonderful Camp Bow Wow support team to make sure that all of our franchises are up to speed on the latest and greatest to keep our pets safe, healthy, happy. That's what we're all about.
Living in Colorado, I mean, everyone knows the reputation of Colorado as being one of the healthiest states in the nation. So having fun is right up your alley. You know, I wonder if the educational experience has been fun for you, because what I noticed is that it's like you have several alphabets after your name. I mean, seriously, there are so many letters after your name. If I read them all out, we'd be here all day. Could you describe to our podcast family what your certification involves and what all those letters after your name actually mean?
Sure thing. Yeah. So I am a what we call a CBCC as well as a CPDT. The CBCC stands for Certified Behavior Consultant Canine, so specifically geared towards our doggy friends. And then the CPDT means certified professional dog trainer. What that means for everyone out there is I've actually taken exams through an independent organization that supports safe, humane, and ethical training to prove that I have that knowledge to be able to help people with their dogs. And unfortunately, dog training is not a well-regulated industry. A lot of people can just go, oh, I'm a dog trainer, and have zero background in the actual learning theory behind dog training and what those behavioral analysis studies show. And so the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers, another mouthful there, it's a nonprofit organization that helps regulate what trainers are doing out there. So that's what I set out to do. And we actually have quite a few certified professional dog trainers that work with Camp Bow Wows that set themselves apart, showing that they have that knowledge and experience to be able to help pet parents with their dogs.
Speaking of set themselves apart, you have had over 18 years of experience in the game working with a variety of species. How did you know that Camp Bow Wow was going to be somewhere where you can really settle in and really dig your feet in and dig your heels in and know that this is going to be a special experience? At what stage did you know, all right, Camp Bow Wow, this is going to be a really special experience?
You know, I've been with them for just over 3 years now. I just had my third year anniversary. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I plan to stick around. So
that's good news for them, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah, meeting all of the franchise owners and getting to experience the new people coming in and wanting to do best by the dogs in their community is really what sold me on the brand. You know, you never know walking into a new job what you're going to experience. And meeting all of these wonderful people across the country that just have a passion for dogs and want to offer the best services possible for them and make them happy and safe and well taken care of. I mean, that's my passion too. So getting to work with people like that, I mean, that's key for me. And also with people wanting to innovate, you know, Camp Bow Wow is all about innovation and leading the industry and getting to work with a lot of people that are on that same page that want to drive that innovation and take our experience to a next level. Those are the things that keep me motivated and keep me around.
Well, I tell you what, they are very happy that they're able to keep you around. It sounds like they've, you know, Camp Bow Wow, it's the first facility, I believe, was actually in Denver. And is it true you guys have expanded to over 140 camps all over the country?
Yes, actually, we just opened up our 150th in Texas.
Oh my goodness, you're at 150 now?
We are.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Well, congratulations again on that. I tell you what, just when you have something that is expanding at that rate and doing that well, you know you are doing some things right, a lot of things right. And one of the most important things that we all want to do right is keeping our pets safe. And I think that's when pet parents are dropping their pets off at a boarding facility or a day camp. That's one of the primary, if not the most important factor. How can I just keep my pet safe? Is my pet safe when I'm dropping them off? What do you feel are the basics for keeping your pet safe when they're going to a doggy daycare or a day camp?
So a couple different things. We do what we call group play. So our dogs are, we call them campers, and they are out in large groups throughout the day with camp counselors that watch them, monitor them, give them attention. And so we have a very specific interview process because, you know, not every single dog loves to be around other dogs. I actually own a few that are not as thrilled in those type of environments. And so we want to make sure that every dog that comes to our camp is comfortable in that environment and enjoys it, because it shouldn't be just a convenience factor, even though that's part of it. It should also be fun for them. So we do have a specific interview process where we introduce them very slowly to that group of dogs to make sure they're comfortable, not just with our people, because that's another aspect, but with the dogs in the camp as well. And we do a whole interview day where they spend a few hours to get comfortable. We observe them, make sure that they're getting more and more comfortable as the day goes on, and then get to go home that night too. So they don't just stay overnight that first night, because that can be a little bit traumatic sometimes. Uh-oh, mom and dad dropped me off and they're never coming back. So we want to make sure they have a positive first day and get to go home that night before they come and stay overnight another day.
Wow. So interviewing is by far the most important thing to make sure that your dogs actually get along with other dogs.
Absolutely.
The fact that you have two dogs that aren't the friendliest around others means you have a very lived experience. You're not just talking from some sort of esoteric place, like you've actually experienced that. How important do you feel making sure that pets are well vaccinated and have parasite control is in the overall experience?
Definitely that is part of it too. We do have vaccination requirements because we want to make sure that everyone is well protected coming into that environment. You know, there's always a risk in dogs being social, but that also goes for dog parks, just going on walks, going to veterinary offices, pet supply stores. You know, there's risk involved. And so we want to make sure our pets are protected. So we do have vaccination requirements. And then we also want to make sure that the pets themselves are healthy coming in. So things like stitches, or if they're healing from another type of wound, or they're on certain medications, we may not have them in that environment while they're on those medications or healing from, say, a surgery or something, just to make sure that they're protected and safe.
That's excellent. Yeah, I know that I've spoken with many, many daycare facilities, boarding, kenneling facilities, pet groomers, and a lot of them are nervous, have a very healthy respect for canine influenza and some of the outbreaks that are happening in the country. Have you been privy to some of those outbreaks, and has that affected Camp Bow Wow whatsoever?
You know, it's unfortunately, it has been all over the country. We've been very lucky that we haven't seen a lot of movement in our areas, but certainly we have camps and locations where there have been outbreaks, and our franchise owners are great with helping the community, helping stay ahead of that curve so that they're keeping their campers protected, but also giving education to the pet parents and ensuring that they're talking to their vets to make sure that they're doing the most they can on that preventative side. Because even though we're in that dog industry, we're not veterinarians, and we want to defer to our professionals on that level to make sure that our pet parents and our vets and us are all having conversations to keep our kiddos safe.
Excellent. I tell you what, you know, the education, I think, in addition to the vaccination requirements you mentioned, education and vaccine requirements are some of the most powerful tools in helping to prevent the spread of flu and infectious disease in general. I think one of my favorite aspects going to day camp was when I was younger and having really cool counselors. I mean, they let us have fun, but they're also pretty disciplined and assertive in adjudicating conflict. Pet parents, they want to know they have trained staff watching their pet. They want to know that they have really competent people. What are some types of training that counselors have to go through when joining Camp Bow Wow? And how does that kind of contribute to the safe environment?
Yeah, so our camp counselors, and this goes, kind of industry standard for us, we have an entire onboarding process with training modules and videos, all on safety, dog behavior, play yard management, that's what we call it. So using our voice and our actual touch, our bodies in the play yards to monitor those dogs and keep them safe and prevent any altercations or scuffles from happening. So they all go through that series of training. We also have our counselors go through CPR and first aid training for dogs as well. In the event that something happened, we want them to be able to respond appropriately. So they are required to go through that first aid and CPR course as well.
Wow, that's really important. Obviously, we would never want an event, a traumatic event or an emergency event to happen while your dog's at daycare or day camp. But if it does, you certainly want the peace of mind that there are trained people there that can help. So that's
exactly.
That's fantastic. Sometimes going through a doggy daycare or doggy boarding facility, getting a tour sometimes helps pet parents feel a little bit more comfortable because they know essentially where their dog's going to be and they know a little bit about the facility. And one of the first things that people may observe during their tour is just the cleanliness of the facility. What are some ways that a pet parent walking into Camp Bow Wow we can even speak in general, can know, all right, for sure, my pet's in a very clean facility.
Oh, absolutely. So you mentioned tours, and we are always happy to offer tours because it's important. Pet parents do like to see, where's my kiddo going to play? Where's my kiddo going to take a nap? Where's my kiddo going to spend their nights or eat their food? So we're always happy to do tours. On the cleanliness side, smell is a big thing. So if you walk into a facility and you don't smell anything, that's fantastic. And that's what we shoot for is, you know, keeping everything very clean. And that involves picking up any debris quickly. So making sure that feces and urine don't stick around on the floor. Because of course, dogs are going to pee and poop while they're at camp. They've have to.
Of course.
We want to make sure that's picked up right away and cleaned. We make sure that all of our bowls are cleaned, our floors, picking up hair, our turf that we have in a lot of our outdoor yards, all of those things, keeping them nice and clean to prevent those smells. That's key.
Oh, wow. That's great. You know, just when I have seen other boarding facilities and doggy daycare camps and things like that, they're incredible because they look over every detail and the pet's comfort seems to be one of the highest priorities. At Camp Bow Wow, are there certain little details that people wouldn't think about, like cots where pets are not resting on the floor or inventory cards where they have their likes and dislikes? Are there things like that at Camp Bow Wow where you look over the details and the minutiae about keeping pets comfortable?
Absolutely. So all of our campers get a cozy cot and soft fleece to lay on in their cabins. So we have very large spaces for them to rest. And then we also keep details cards on them. So we keep that not only in our computer system, but on actual paper that goes with them around the facility so that everyone knows, you know, what are they eating? When are they eating? Do they have medication? Do they have any allergies? All of those things to make sure everyone is aware and so that they can all make sure to be keeping that pet safe while they're at camp.
That's fantastic. I like the safety aspect of it, of course, because that's a priority. And of course, you want your pet to be at a clean facility. But at the end of the day, what parents want and what pets seem to enjoy the most is fun. They just literally just want to have fun. What would you say, besides having fun, are some of the real tangible benefits to doggy daycare, doggy day camp? What do you feel is that benefits pets the most?
The social aspect is so important because our dogs are social creatures and they like to be around people and for the most part, other dogs as well. So instead of being home and being alone all day, because most people are out working or traveling, things like that, you know, being able to be around their own species, but also around humans and getting that hands-on attention, so important for them. Camp also provides mental stimulation, so it gives them the ability to see new areas, meet new dog friends every day, meet new humans, get that different visual aspect too. So that can provide that mental stimulation, which helps wear them out even more than just the physical activity. But the physical activity is important too. Think about if your dog's home alone, they're probably just laying around all day. I can speak for myself with my bulldog. She is a huge fan of sleeping, and given that opportunity, she would sleep 15 hours a day on the couch and not budge a muscle. But getting her into a camp environment, or even for me, bringing her to the office, she moves around more, helps her stay in shape, keeps her alert, because she's getting up there. She's a little old lady, so helping
her. Oh, block your ears. What's your bulldog's name?
Her name is Gemma.
Gemma, block your ears, Gemma. You're not old. My goodness, how old is Gemma?
She is 8 and a half. She'll be 9 in September.
Wow, 9 in September.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you've noticed any changes as she's gotten older?
You know, I've actually only had her for about 2 years. She was a foster at one of our day camps because we do have foster programs in many of our camps. And she had a hard time finding a home because of her age, and she's got some eye and ear issues being a bulldog. So I ended up adopting her, and she has lost almost 12 pounds in the last 2 years to get her healthy because she was severely overweight. And being in that social environment, that physical active environment, attributed to her weight loss and getting her healthy. And now she'll run around and have fun rather than just sitting around like a lump.
That is so impressive. I mean, just weight loss in general. One of the most under-recognized disease conditions in dogs, I feel, is canine obesity. And absolutely. I kind of wanted to dig into that a little bit deeper because according to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, 53% of dogs and 58% of cats are overweight. What benefits have you noticed in terms of weight reduction in doggy daycare to help pets? Have you noticed a major difference when you're seeing dogs losing weight at daycare?
Absolutely. So being in our play yards, being able to move around, most of our camps have both indoor and outdoor play yards, and our counselors are really great at keeping the dogs moving. So even if a dog likes to just hang out more, kind of rest, they're going to make sure they get up and get moving and, you know, get inside, outside, and get that activity level up so that they can maintain a healthy weight or potentially lose weight if need be. Another big benefit is I know a lot of people like to free feed their dogs at home, which, you know, to each their own, but at camp, they're not going to get that time to free feed as much because they're going to be out in the play yards. So that can help kind of control their eating habits a little bit too by giving them just their certain meal times instead.
I like that. Maybe I should employ that for myself as well. Get out of the house so I stop eating, because certainly if you hang around in the house too long or you like to relax too long, eventually the refrigerator calls your name, the cupboard calls your name, and it's just a matter of time before you are literally eating out of boredom. I just wanted to talk about boredom a little bit because I feel like that could be, of course it affects humans, but I mean, in pets, sometimes there could be that free feeding aspect where there's nothing else to do and I'm a little hungry, so why not? Let's just eat a little bit. Are there other types of benefits to doggy daycare besides the socialization that you feel helps to keep boredom at a bare minimum, if non-existent?
Absolutely. Being at camp gets them out of the house, gives them, you know, something else to do. And, you know, a lot of dogs, when they get bored, I always tell my pet parents, my trainers, franchise owners, if you don't give a dog something to do, they're going to find something to do, and it's probably not what you want. So at camp, we're able to control what it is we want the dogs to do by putting them in that group play environment, being able to move them around, being able to call them over for affection, monitor them closely throughout the day. That leaves very little time to get into trouble at home. So it also can eliminate their boredom later when the pet parents get home, because if they've been in camp all day, they're going to be tired and they're probably not going to feel like going to chew on a table leg or tear up the curtains or pillows or anything else. They're going to go, you know what, I'm a little sleepy, I'm going to take a nap instead. So minimizes that destruction level in a home, which destruction can be a result of boredom, absolutely. So camp takes the sting out of that away by giving them something else to do throughout the day than be in the home alone and finding their own things to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think that exercise and movement and socialization that stimulates the mind, that has long-lasting benefits on their behavior at home. And there's some pet parents right now who are thinking, okay, let's talk about fun. Let's talk about, what is it about a boarding facility? What is it about Camp Bow Wow that makes it more appealing for my pet? Because some pet parents are listening right now thinking, you know what? My dog just has just as much fun at home. Would you agree with that? And what do you, if not, what are things about Camp Bow Wow that you feel make them have more fun there than they would at home?
Yeah, so, you know, plenty of dogs do have fun at home, but again, with that social aspect coming to camp, they get to have fun with other people, with humans, with other dogs, and that's a huge difference to a dog than just having fun at home. It stimulates their different senses, so, you know, we all know that dogs use their noses a ton, and at home, the smells are pretty much the same all the time, but you get them into camp and they get the smells of different dogs, a new environment, different people. They get a different place to rest that they get to use their noses with, and also their ears. Dogs have very sensitive hearing, so they get to hear different sounds, different activities, different music. We'll play music at camp quite often. And wow, that difference, that change is so important to keeping them healthy. You know, enrichment is such a big buzzword in the industry right now. You know, people love to use that word, and it's all about change. So regular change is much easier to attain at camp because of the different dogs and humans that come through the facility than it is at home. You know, at home, things get boring. Even a dog who is well-adjusted at home will get bored there eventually and want something different, want something else to stimulate their senses.
Yeah, 100%. The same walk, the same environment, the same scenery. Yes, certainly dogs can get bored from seeing the same thing all the time. And going to a facility where your friends are there and you can see old buddies, it has to be a remarkable feeling. And one thing I really liked about what you said earlier, it can help people too. The peace of mind, knowing that your pet's at Camp Bow Wow having a good time and not at home being bored or destroying your curtains. I think having dogs go to day camp can actually help people as well, particularly our stress level.
Exactly, because people worry about their pets. And I have the same worries when I leave them. I'm always checking in, making sure they're doing okay. And I like having that peace of mind that there's people with them. They're with other dogs. They're enjoying their day and they're not just moping around on a couch or something by themselves. So it makes me feel better. And then I can concentrate on my day rather than feeling like I have to check in or I'm guilty or just worried about my dog. And there's certainly other opportunities too. You mentioned, that change again. And we have, many of our camps have extended services as well. Things like what we call extra care services or even dog training that they can offer. Those things that can be done throughout the day too. So there's plenty of opportunity there if you want even more for your dog. There's opportunity to take advantage of those additional services as well.
I love that. And, one of the worries that people have leaving their dogs at home is that boredom aspect, destructive aspect. But to be honest, there are potential worries that people have when bringing their dog to a daycare facility. And we're going to talk about one of those worries after the break. Would you mind sticking with us? And we'll come back after a break so that we can talk about some of these worries.
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere.
Thanks so much. Let's just pause for a brief word from one of our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll get to talk with more Aaron Asland about all about doggy daycare and Camp Bow Wow. Stay tuned.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
It's not just a sneeze. It could be the pathway to disease. Your dog is at risk for contracting dog flu. That's why it's important to vaccinate your dog for dog flu. Get your dog vaccinated today. Visit dogflu.com for more information.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
And we are back. We've just been having a scintillating conversation with Aaron Asland, training and communications manager for Camp Bow Wow and the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation. She's been absolutely fantastic so far, just talking about all the benefits of doggy day camp and doggy daycare facilities, from mental stimulation to socialization to weight loss, erasing boredom completely, giving pet parents a peace of mind. But part of that peace of mind is kind of understanding that, yeah, anytime you go anywhere or do anything with your pet, even if it's a walk down the street, there's a little bit of a risk. And in the case of doggy day camp, sometimes dogs don't get along. And, we as people don't get along with all of our peer group. But when dogs do it, sometimes it can be done in a pretty aggressive way. If a pet parent out there is worried or concerned about their pet, Aaron, what would happen if my pet was at a daycare facility and my pet actually got into a fight? What are some protocols in handling if a fight breaks out at a daycare facility?
So a lot of it's due to prevention. So our counselors are trained to watch the dog's behavior and body language throughout the day so they can know, hey, is this dog getting restless, getting unhappy? Does this dog need a break? Are these two not getting along? So that we can prevent things like that from happening. But certainly there, you know, stuff happens. And like you said, not every human gets along and not every dog gets along. So our counselors do also have training on what to do if a fight were to break out, and to make sure that they're safe, but also keeping those dogs safe too. One of the big things is not putting your hands in a fight. And that's important, not just for our counselors, but for everyone out there, not just sticking your hands trying to grab collars or anything, because that can result in you getting injured. And we want to make sure everyone stays safe, the dogs and the humans. So we do have different items that we will use to help out. Water's the biggest one. So Water from a hose. Dogs don't typically like to be sprayed with a hose, and that can just redirect their interest level and give you a chance to get those guys apart. And that's why we have multiple staff members as well, so that you can help with that. But that's our main tool that we'll use in the event that something happens. And the reason we do that is because then you don't have to stick your hands right in the middle of everything. You can keep everyone safe. And the last thing that we want is for anyone to get seriously injured. And so we do our very best on the training end to prevent those things from happening. And that's why our interview process is so important too, because that gives us the opportunity to see, you know, is this dog the right dog for camp? Is this environment the right environment for this dog? We want to make sure that we are getting the right dogs into camp and that it's the best place for them.
Well, I tell you what, that makes a lot of pet parents feel a lot more comfortable that, listen, if something does happen, if the worst does happen and a fight does break out, which nobody would want, that, you know, having people who are trained to recognize warning signs and exercise prevention, or, and in the event where something does happen, a non-traumatic means is used to separate them, like water, which it has very low likelihood of ever injuring a dog, is perfect because it just distracts them and gets them separated. So that, exactly, I think definitely makes pet parents a lot more at ease. But what about pets? Some people at home are listening right now who have pets that are a little bit shy. They're not the type to be aggressive or start fights, but they're just kind of socially inept, or they have got a little bit of social anxiety. How would a doggy daycare or doggy day camp help those pets who are socially inept or who are just a little bit shy?
Yes, we've got a couple of different options for those kiddos. And part of it is back to that interview process. We go at the dog's pace. So if it takes, you know, 45 minutes or an hour to get that dog comfortable in a full group, then that's what we'll do. But part of it, too, is on that training side. So there are certainly dogs that maybe they missed that socialization period when they were younger and they're just not used to a lot of new sounds and people and dogs, but they can have training to overcome that. So our camps that offer training services, a lot of times if a dog is not comfortable on that very first interview day in that environment, we recommend training, because say a group class, for example, is a great way to give a dog a vocabulary, get them comfortable with learning certain cues and commands so that they know, hey, if I'm nervous, I have something to fall back on that gets me a reward, gets me attention, gets me a toy, a treat, any of the above, to learn those positive interactions and doing so around other dogs. That helps them get comfortable, gets them more social with other dogs, and then potentially down the line, trying to re-interview and seeing how they do that second time around, or even third. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to slowly incorporate your dog into a group play environment without overwhelming them. Because that's the last thing we want to do, is overwhelm a dog on their very first day and leave a bad taste in their mouth. You know, we want them to be excited to come back and not nervous. So training can really lend a huge help in getting a dog comfortable in a daycare environment.
Yeah, it's certainly slow and easy. That's what I love to hear. You force that issue, and like you said, they can have an adverse reaction. And what we don't want is them leaving saying, oh, I never want to go back there.
Exactly.
And speaking of coming back and wanting to go to a place like Camp Bow Wow, I think a lot of people want to come because of some of the most heartwarming endeavors that they've heard about Camp Bow Wow. And one of those is the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation. And it's a nonprofit dedicated to helping pets with medical care. Would you mind telling us about the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation? I mean, where do these donations come from, and how are they awarded? Would you mind telling us about it?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. So The Bow Wow Buddies Foundation is a nonprofit. It is separate from Camp Bow Wow, but works through Camp Bow Wow as far as the support office and franchise owners. But we give medical grants to dogs in need across the country. Our grants are available up to $2,500, and they're for medical necessities. So, you know, emergencies that come up that families weren't planning for, or, you know, say things like a dog may break a leg or unfortunately get hit by a car or maybe come down with cancer and need treatment for that. So medical emergencies that arise, pet parents can apply for a grant, and we can give grants, you know, as little as like $500 all the way up to $2,500, depending on the needs. And shelters and rescue groups can also apply because we recognize that there are plenty of rescue and shelters that maybe don't have enough funds to help all of the pets they would like to. And so they can also apply. You know, I worked in a government shelter for a while, and our budget per animal for everything, including vaccines and spay and neuter, was $50. So,
wow, that's it.
Yeah. You can imagine that doesn't go very far if they come with any other ailment, illness, injury. So we had to do fundraising to help cover those other ailments that came through to make sure we could get them healthy and get them adopted out. So, and then coming from the veterinary side, you know, I can't tell you how many people want to do best by their dog, and they, you know, they plan for as much as they can. But if a family hit upon hard times, lost their job, maybe were sick themselves, something like that, you know, that's a tough decision to make if something happens to your dog and you're not sure you can afford the treatment. So that's where they can apply for that grant and hopefully, you know, get those funds to be able to help them out and get their dog healthy, but also keep them in their homes. That's another big goal of ours. We don't want to see people having to give up their dog because of a medical need that, you know, they can't afford. So we get a lot of our donations through our franchises. So pet parents are very willing to donate. We have such a wonderful community of pet lovers that want to help out. And then we actually have a lot of veterinary offices that will do fundraisers for us, for the foundation, because they see the value in that grant opportunity. A lot of vets utilize our program and recommend their clients when they know their client, you know, can't afford one of the medical bills. So we see quite a variety of donations that come in across the country. I can tell you this year already, you know, it's only about a quarter of the way through, and we've donated about $45,000 to 35 dogs across the country.
$45,000.
Yes.
That is just absolutely remarkable. Just how beautiful is that, that you get to help out that many dogs? It's, you know, Bow Wow Buddies Foundation, it's really a beautiful story when you think about it. And the year's just now getting started, and you've already donated $45,000. Beautiful things. You know, to be honest with you, Aaron, we here are all about that human-animal bond. That is what we love it to celebrate. And there's an amazing percentage of people that do some crazy things with their dogs. I mean, they will do, you know, beautiful things, like they'll call and actually speak with their dog on the phone. I know dozens of people who regularly celebrate their dogs' birthdays more than they even celebrate their own. There is something about hashtag GiveAFetch campaign. Could you explain to podcast family what this hashtag GiveAFetch campaign is all about?
Yeah, so we just did our first Give a Fetch last year, and it was all about bringing communities together to celebrate how they take care of their dogs, how much they love their dogs, and how much fun they have with them. So people across the country use that hashtag Give a Fetch to explain the ways that they give a fetch about their dog. And so we had submissions from people that would show, hey, I went out on my dog's birthday and bought them an entire pool full of new tennis balls because those are their favorite, and let their dog swim through the tennis balls, or took their dogs paddle boarding. That's a big one, especially out here in Colorado, being able to paddleboard with your dogs, getting them on the water and enjoying that, baking special cakes and cookies that are healthier but also tasty for their dogs at home, particularly for those birthday celebrations. We had people that were showing how their dogs enjoy life. Like we saw a couple that dogs that like to climb trees, which is very entertaining.
Wow,
for sure.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we had events throughout the country in different locations, and people all came together. They got to donate to our large tennis ball dispenser, and we actually had a special golden tennis ball that was hidden in one of these giant dispensers. And the person that got that golden tennis ball got a year of free services at the local Camp Bow Wow, which is pretty incredible because they get to take advantage of daycare, boarding, grooming services, whatever else that camp has to offer. And so that was a really fun kind of contest to be a part of as well.
That is absolutely amazing. Like I was saying, when you put it all together, when you put a conglomerate of just amazing fun activities, you realize just how much people really love their dogs. You know what I mean? And that I could celebrate that every single day and just listen to just incredible stories about that all the time. So I love the fact that Give a Fetch is a hashtag where people can go and still celebrate that. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And I think that we are at a level where getting a chance to talk about our interactions with pets, talking about how to strengthen that human-animal bond. One of the beautiful aspects about it is making sure that we can make sure our schedules match. We can make sure that when we're at work or if we're leading incredibly busy lives, the fact that Camp Bow Wow and training facilities can give the pets interaction that they need so that you can strengthen your relationship with your pet. I think it's great that those things exist and that you have over 150 facilities spreading throughout the country. I just wanted to thank you for talking with us about it and touting the benefits of doggy daycare and doggy day camp to give our pets the interaction that they need. So thank you so much for your time. We really genuinely appreciate it.
Oh, I had a blast being here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to hear from people and hopefully they have some great questions to go with it.
Well, great. It's good to know that you'll be available to ask any questions. I know we only scratched the surface, so if you wouldn't mind, and we do a part two, would you mind coming back?
I would love to. I could do this all day.
Me too. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Courtney.
Bye, Aaron. Wow, folks, that was an incredible conversation. We just got to talk to Aaron Asklin, and she is a real powerhouse in the world of pet industry and doggy daycare, pet kennel facilities for Camp Bow Wow. And we got to talk about all the benefits from the social aspect to weight loss to erasing boredom. And let's be honest, dogs are going to have a lot more fun seeing their friends and interacting and having a blast potentially at a doggy daycare or doggy day camp. Of course, dogs have fun at home, but at a doggy daycare or doggy day camp, what they get is they get a chance to interact with and be social with their peer group, which is other dogs. And of course, there's the training benefit as well. And what I like talking about a lot was just the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation. Over $45,000 already, and the year is only a quarter of the way through, is a nonprofit which gives these grants to help pets who need medical care or who are in need. And then, of course, the Give a Fetch campaign, which really just celebrates the beauty of the human-animal bond. And if anybody wants to have fun and listen to some pretty incredible stories about pet parents doing amazing things for their pets, check out hashtag Give a Fetch. So it's been an incredible conversation. I'm so glad I got to talk with Aaron Asklin. If you have any questions for me or for her, you know how to reach out to her. So certainly just drop me a line. Okay. Thanks, podcast family, for listening, and join me for new episodes with awesome, awesome guests. Okay. And in the meantime, remember, there's nothing stronger than the human-animal bond.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.